Support for Nancy Leeson's Food for Thought comes from Whole Foods Market, celebrating the holidays with choices for all occasions. Whole Foods Market offers fully prepared meals using healthy natural ingredients as well as hundreds of options for home chefs. Information, recipes, and locations at wholefoodsmarket.com.
Well, Nancy, it's no secret that economic times are in turmoil, to say the very least. A lot of people are pretty scared and hanging on to their money. And I'm just wondering, how is this affecting the restaurant business?
It's not looking great out there, to be very honest. While there are some restaurants opening, I think we're going to see more and more closures, certainly as the year comes to the end. A lot of the high-end restaurants are having a hard time, and I think people can't bring themselves to go out and spend a small fortune on a meal the way they would have certainly 2 years ago. But there are still a lot of places that are really doing a business. And I found this happen in the last downturn. I remember talking to Jeremy Hardy, who owns the Chow Foods restaurants, places like the Five Spot, Coastal Kitchen, and Endoline Joe's. And
yeah, he was good saying value that in all those places, too.
Well, yeah. And I mean, I think what happens is those type of restaurants, those sort of middle restaurants, become the high-end restaurants when things get tight. I was in Cafe Press on Capitol Hill on a Monday night recently. A Monday night in October, you would think it wouldn't be too busy. It was full. I took the last seat at the bar. The price is just right there. You can get a glass of wine for even $4 or $5. You can get a nice plate of something for maybe about $10. So those are the kind of places that I think we're going to see people going to more. I think this is a great opportunity for people who otherwise wouldn't go to them to hit some of the lower-end Asian restaurants that I'm always talking about. You know, I bought lunch at the Seattle Deli recently. It was takeout food. The Seattle Deli, in fact, is not in Seattle, at least not the one, the new one, which is up in Edmonds, where I live. And it's not a deli the way you and I think of sour pickles and a pastrami sandwich. It's a Vietnamese fast takeout place. And you can buy enough food to feed four people for 3 days for about $12. What about those old Chinese American-style restaurants that we used to go to? You know, I went to the Rickshaw up in the Greenwood neighborhood. This place has been around for 30-something years. I wasn't expecting it to be very good, but guess what? $32 later, we had a family-style dinner for two that seriously was enough for four. There was soup. There was a poo-poo platter. There was fried rice and at least two different kinds of main courses. We took half of it home. I think that we're just going to see a lot more people enjoying that kind of dining now that things are tough.
I don't think that kind of Chinese-American food that I'm pretty sure you're talking about, egg foo young, egg rolls, you know, all that, gets enough respect. Is it authentic? Well, it's authentic Chinese-American food, you know, for what it is. It's great, and I love to cook that stuff at home. So enjoy, and it's a good value, as you say.
Yeah, you're such a Mugu Gai Pan.
I am. It's true. I just think of them as two completely separate cuisines, and I love them both.
I heard Tom Douglas say recently, when asked, you know, are things bad at his restaurants? Are they starting to go down? He said they're not seeing fewer people, that people are just spending less money. So while the place might still be full, people are spending considerably less than they used to.
Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson's blog, All You Can Eat, is at seattletimes.com/allyoucaneat. I'm Dick Stein.